In the last decade or so, a strange genre of TV has taken hold of the American public. Reality shows. Programs with titles like The Biggest Loser, Survivor, The Bachelor, and American Idol saturate the networks and pour into multitudes of homes. And although the concept of reality TV isn't new, the obsession with them has grown by leaps and bounds. By definition, a reality show takes ordinary people and puts them into real-life situations that aren't pre-scripted, and what transpires is supposed to be real. The final outcome is not known until it actually happens. Which mother-daughter team will lose the most weight? Will Jason choose Melissa or Molly? Who will be the next musical superstar? Tune in for the final episode and find out. Reality shows, what a misnomer. These shows are anything but reality. Take The Bachelor, please. Some two dozen pre-chosen glamorous women are flown to an opulent mansion where they meet the current bachelor who's on the show to find his true love. The women are dressed in fancy, revealing dresses, slathered in makeup, and taken on dates where the bachelor and his woman du jour are treated to a private show with a famous singer, or dinner and a romp in a hot tub overlooking the shores of New Zealand. Yeah, just the kind of dates we've all come to expect. And this is reality? The only reality in The Bachelor is the fact that out of 12 seasons, only one couple has actually ended up happily married. And the rest of them can't seem to survive the stress of the real world that happens after the cameras stop rolling, the bills are overdue, and the garbage needs taken to the curb. And the popularity of reality shows is fascinating, to say the least. And even though they are far from the reality most of us know, they do exemplify the upended values that plague our society, where a school teacher's annual salary is what a professional athlete makes in a day, where hardworking people have their homes foreclosed while a Wall Street executive walks off with a seven-figure bonus. That's the reality we face. 19th century Danish philosopher Soren Kierkegaard told a parable about thieves who broke into a jewelry store one night. Instead of stealing the jewels, the thieves did something far more damaging. They rearranged the price tags. That's all they did. They just rearranged the price tags. The most valuable diamonds were given the lowest prices, and the cheapest rhinestones were marked with the highest value. From that night on, what everyone thought was the most valuable was not, and what everyone else thought was cheap was actually of greatest worth. The world is in a similar situation. We've rearranged the price tags, and we don't even recognize what's of value anymore. We put the higher price tags on self-centered achievement and self-satisfying passion, self-oriented desire, and personal greed. We place the lower price tags on loyalty, integrity, and compassion. We've rearranged the price tags and turned our lives into this bizarre kind of reality show where truth is lost in fiction and decent values are pushed aside or ignored altogether. On that first Palm Sunday, the crowds were engaged in their own version of a reality show, which today might be called Who Wants to Be the Messiah or Israel's Next Top Savior. The people were caught up in the moment, hoping that Jesus was going to sweep into town and wipe out all their problems. They were ready to cheer on anyone who was going to make their dreams come true. The starring role of Messiah was looking good when Jesus came parading into Jerusalem on a colt like royalty. He was given this rock star welcome, and people covered the road with their cloaks and palm branches, shouting, "Hosanna, and blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Being the Messiah, or even just a member of his entourage, looked mighty appealing on that particular Sunday afternoon. Jesus takes one good look at the temple and he leaves. When he returns the next day and starts trashing it, the people don't like it, not one bit. He upends the tables where the money changers are trying to make a buck off the poor. He sets free the caged animals whose lives are sacrificed in the name of God. He riles up the religious leaders and most everyone else. And all those folks are sorry now they let this guy trample on their cloaks, this crazy lunatic who claims to be the Son of God. It isn't turning out at all like they wanted. Reality check. Jesus isn't the Messiah who is going to pat us on the back while we follow our own pursuits merely for the sake of our own gain. Jesus isn't going to turn his back on the mess we've made of the world and the messes we've made of our own lives. He's going to make us face them head on. Jesus isn't here to make things easy, but to make things right. Jesus is here to show us the ways the price tags have been rearranged, and he's going to demand that we put them back in the right place again. A guy could get crucified for that. Jesus knew exactly what he was doing when he rode into Jerusalem. He wasn't fooled for a minute by the hosannas and hallelujahs. He knew what he was going to find in the temple before he even got there. And he knew that he had to shake things up and make people see the truth. The end was never in doubt. Jesus knew what it would cost him to put the price tags back in the right place. It would cost him his life. But Jesus chose to pay that price so we would have the courage and the strength and the integrity to put the price tags back in the right place, even when it's not the simple or the easy thing to do. And one thing we can take out of this current economic crisis is the opportunity to look with new eyes at what matters most, and it's something we're not going to find in the stock market. What matters is the love of Christ, who didn't stop with the Palm Sunday parade, kept going until he came to the cross. And even that wasn't the end, for God's love raised Jesus up again. God's love that raises us from the dead ends of our life, the love that keeps on loving, no matter what roadblocks we put up along the way. In the light of that love, we see life for what it really is, not some fake reality show, but real life. And it's time for a reality check. Where is your life not consistent with what you know to be the truth? What about you is show, and what is real? Do you really expect that your marriage will be better if you wait for your spouse to change rather than choosing to change yourself? Are you putting off what you need to do, whether it's that exercise program or giving your best on the job or maybe becoming the father you're supposed to be? Do you claim to be a Christian, but just give lip service to the compassion and generosity and the love that Jesus demonstrated on the cross. You know, this is no phony reality show we're in. This is real life, making tough choices, looking at the truth while the truth looks at you, standing at the foot of the cross and letting the love of Jesus open your eyes, putting the price tags back in the right place where they belong. Pray with me. Lord, somewhere along the way, our values get turned upside down and we spend our energy and effort and time and money on things that in the long run don't matter as much as living the life you've called us to live. We have put the price tags in the wrong place, and it's not easy to put them back where they belong. But as we look at the cross and we recognize the love of Christ who knows all these things and still chooses to love us, then let that reality be what leads us to live a life that is worthy for you. Lord, help us put the price tags in the right place and put our love in your hands. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and let all God's people say, Amen.